Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Hammer and Nigel presents
is...
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah.
Is this anything?
All right, let's rock and roll.
Hammer, how do we play? Is this anything?
I am going to run some stories by you. You break down all the information that's been presented. You give us the verdict. Is the story anything or not? We start with this. Busch Gardens in Tampa is working with authorities after an influencer jumped into an alligator exhibit.
I started rolling my eyes at the word influencer.
Because they wanted to make a video. Here is some audio from the video that the man known as Jupa made jumping into the alligator exhibit.
Idiot.
All right, guys. So today we're going to be jumping into the crocodile exhibit.
Ooh, crikey, mate. This is insane. Let's get a closer look, shall we? Just to see how it is. We have never been this close to the alligator. The crocodiles, guys. Crikey! Look how big that bugger is. We are exploring the Amazon rainforest. This is really crazy. Crikey!
Did you hear the people outside at the end of that piece of audio? Get out! What are you doing?
Moron!
This is nothing. This guy, I wish the alligator would have bit his damn hand off.
Me too. Damn alligator bit my hand off!
An influencer. Whatever. This guy has less than 1,000 followers. And he's one of these guys that you see like posting prank videos, like harassing strangers, getting kicked out of businesses and stuff like that. There could be legal trouble for him in terms of trespassing or disturbing the peace or whatever. But look, man, people have been hurt doing that kind of crap before. And the Steve Irwin impression, by the way, was very lame as well. This guy is a horrible influencer. And it's just attention-seeking doofuses on some of these social media platforms.
Busch Gardens said nobody was hurt.
Nobody was hurt.
People or animals. I wish the press release would have continued, but we can confirm he's a dumbass.
Every one of these guys are. This just get a job, dude. It's not going to work out for you.
So what are you going to do for the rest of your life? You're going to be a 45-year-old influencer. You got two kids to take care of, but you're an influencer.
You're going to jump in the bear exhibit at Busch Gardens?
Again, I'm rooting for the animals. Yes. I really wish the gators would have bit off a hand and or crank.
Okay.
Is this anything? What happens if an actor gets, excited during a passionate scene in a movie? Here's Hollywood intimacy coordinator Dr. Jessica Steinrock explaining how she helps male actors not, get full-fledged, so to speak. Get an erection.
Oh, goodness.
During the scene.
I'm sorry.
One of the many reasons we use both a modesty garment and a barrier when filming spicy scenes is to make sure that if a vascular reaction does happen, there's padded protection to make sure that the scene partner never needs to feel anything. And you can ask for a break for whatever reason, and you never need to tell me why.
Cut. Please cut. Something just came up.
Mr. Burgundy, you have a massive...
Did she say... Did I hear the term vascular reaction?
Vascular reaction,
yes. They're filming a love scene in a movie, and you get a stiffy.
Right.
You're allowed to... There's certain protocols and barriers in place to make sure, A, nobody feels anything, and B, you can say cut for any reason whatsoever. That's something. That's interesting. I didn't know movies had intimacy coordinators.
How much do you think Jessica Steinrock brings down a year being an intimacy coordinator?
That's a six-figure gig. Like, I'm trying to think, like, I mean, when Sharon Stone and Michael Douglas in Basic Instinct, there's a pretty intense scene in that movie. and a love scene, if you remember. There's a couple. Right. There's a few of them. I always remember watching it thinking, how in the world could you not, like, because, I mean, you got a hot, you know, 20-something Sharon Stone. I mean, I realize there's Hollywood lights and people all around the set.
Right.
And people looking at you. And I always hear actors say,
oh, but it ain't like it's Joy Behar over there.
Right. But I always see, I hear it's not an intimate setting. There's people making a movie. Right. And so I think that was pretty interesting. I did not know that there was shields and barriers in your nether regions to help you from getting a rigid digit.
Did I just get a rigid digit out of
you
right there?
There you go.
That's well done. I've never heard that before. Last one here. Let's make time for this. Is this anything? Taylor Swift was doing a show in Chicago over the weekend, and she's walking around, singing, talking, doing Taylor Swift things.
Massive crowd.
And then she swallowed a bug.
Just swallowed a bug. Is there any chance none of you saw that? So I'm just going to try not to do as many of those. This is going to happen again tonight. There's so many bugs. There's thousands of them.
Is that anything?
That's something, and because it leads us to our next segment called Great Moments in Bug Swallowing History.
All right.
When we did the story of the news anchor swallowing a fly live on the air, and the sound of that fly going down that anchor's throat made me puke during our show.
Wrote.
Play that again. Just play her swallow.
A national emergency has been invoked.
Oh, there it is. Oh. Oh, it's all down her throat, Nigel.
Stop, it's all going down her throat.
With all that bacteria on the fly's legs. And oh man.
All the fly larvae. Yeah,
she had to burp it up at one point, and the fly and the saliva all came out. Looks like we did it, Kyle. We made it, baby. We got him. We got him. Oh, this is real. This is happening. Do it on the camera so everybody knows we're not faking it. So I'm just going to assume that grunt means, yes, this is something.
A national emergency has been...
Stop. Go to break.
We better clean the studio up.
Go to break. All the things I've done in my broadcast career, that's the only thing anybody ever asked me about when I meet them. I remember when you puked on the air.
And did you have to respond, which time?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the Hammer and Nigel show.